Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and or guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors, therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Allison, along with Redford and Johnny.
Tonight. Hello.
Tonight, as well as Black Hood when he comes on.
Yes, and Black Hood as well.
Apparently, I was telling George Takei right there.
Yes, tonight's show has numerous topics, along with our affiliate tonight, which is 20% off at bestwestern.com, along with a buy one, get one. Along with 20% off of one item at adamandevetoys.com. And the code is AECoupon, which is good up until the 30th of this month, which you can find these sponsors and the whole list at amcpressco.com.
Hello.
Hello, Red Hood. Hello.
Hello, Black Hood. How are you
tonight? It's a lovely evening.
Yes, it is a very lovely evening. Now let's get on with it. According to you, there's a certain... I'm just getting in that Yellowstone has unfortunately disappeared along with Yogi Bear.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, of course. I just heard about that. Yes.
Yes.
When the hell were you going to tell this?
Unfortunately, the National Park Service is under attack.
Well, it's not exactly an attack. It's more of a, holy shit, there's a gigantic mushroom cloud.
You mean like Hiroshima?
No, more like the hot rock kind of explosion.
Oh no.
Yes. Well, unfortunately, there's nothing that our show can do. So, without further ado,
yeah.
Jamie, let's just get on with the show until the gigantic.
You mean Red Hood? You do mean Red Hood?
Oh
yes,
that's right. Yes, Red Hood. Thank you. Yes, that's exactly what I said, Red Hood.
Yes. Anyway, yes, let's kindly get on with the show, shall we?
Yes, we shall. So,
yes, now, right. And it comes to what now? What's our first topic of the night?
Continuing on with our part two of the Spanish King.
Yes, the Spanish King.
King Abdullah, I think it is.
Yes, the 43-year-old who still goes the aging
King
74-year-old.
Sorry.
And you think I'm a NASA?
Oh, yes, you mean Wani?
Yes. Yes, I mean, personally...
Doesn't look that bad for 76.
Well, personally, I mean, King Juan, you know, Juan. King Juan Carlos has abducted the throne. At 76.
I mean, abdicated, Red Hood, abdicated.
Yeah. Abdicated, right, left.
He didn't, like, steal the throne against its will.
but the funny thing is that I have this premonition that he said, I'm going to get heart failure. And then I don't know who's going to take over.
Oh, well,
son. Son, can you do this?
Son, can
yes.
you do this?
Yes, Father, I can do this.
Yes, but Father, the
what do you think, Blackwood?
Well, my opinion is that is actually a good idea for him to do that, Red Hood, unless, of course, so, say, his son decides to come out of the closet. Then, well, basically...
Excuse me.
Yeah, I just
sure.
made things awkward by saying that.
Well, yes, supposing he were to come out of the closet, what would that do to Spain?
Basically, Spain would be shit out of luck, Red Hood.
Well, shit out of luck. How do we think it would play out, Blackwood?
Well, England, of course, would be in power of Europe again. It would be the main superpower of Europe. Disregarding France, of course, entirely, because I don't really know that France really is a power at this point.
No, France is on vacation.
France has been on vacation since 1918, Red Hood.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, that sort of improves things quite well. Kind of.
Yeah, for us, not them.
Yeah.
Exactly, kind of, sort of, maybe.
At least we don't have to worry about their snails anymore. Which
Boy,
really
like
don't taste
snails.
That good.
Don't diss the snails.
Fuck the snails, Red Hood.
Oh, fuck. They're fucking good. The snails are fucking good.
That's like saying that frog legs are good. Which is kind of ironic.
Frog legs are like... awesome, except for Kermit.
Well, fuck Kermit.
Excuse me? That just only means that people have a acquired taste. That's just
yes,
my
acquired taste. It's like going down to a bagel shop and saying, "I want your finest cream cheese. Can you give me something?"
Yeah. Pretty much. Speaking of which,
yeah, I want
yes.
a bagel. Make it stink.
No. Speaking of which, I've
Speaking
also
of
heard.
Which,
I've also heard rumors of, oh, say tensions between China and Japan, which I unfortunately have not prepared for that at this time. More information will be on the way as soon as it comes through with my operator. Oh, Janice, do you mind giving me some information about Japan and China?
Yes, Mr. Blackwood. Right away.
Crazy Scandinavian bitch, I tell you what. Shut up now. Anyway, Red Hood. Just got quiet.
Yes! Yeah, very quiet.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Yes, anyway.
Of course, well, the irony of that Scandinavian joke being that I'm part Scandinavian on my mother's side.
Yes, so anyway, In terms of Juan Carlos abdicating the throne, what do we think went wrong? I mean, let's just play this out, Blackwood. Between
well,
you and me, and Dallas and
down
Johnny,
amid health woes and financial scandals, which really is not a surprise.
Well, financial scandals, okay. You know. All right, but yet abducting throne.
No, it's
abdicating, damn it.
get
okay,
it right,
sorry,
please.
Abdicating.
All right. Spain isn't looking too good, is it?
No, especially not for Spain.
Definitely not for Spain. I mean, you know,
it
when you think about
worse.
It.
It could be worse. They could have been
could have been a sex scandal between our president and theirs, but anyway.
Or leading to
look what happened to the French president.
No, Mrs.
His
Obama.
His wife fucked MacGyver, for Christ's sake. McJagger, whatever the hell his name is.
Well, his wife fucked Jagger and then earning her go played his record.
Yes, and also giving Mick Jagger a blowjob in the process. Anyway.
I don't think that applies in
I don't think that applies, but that's good in good taste.
Sorry, Red Hood.
Anyway,
you could be for some interesting reality show, which
yes, I blowed Mick Jagger.
Coming soon to VH1.
Oh, actually,
nice.
Ugh.
I mean, it would be pretty funny. Let's just say that.
Yes. Well, also
very, very funny.
Also, speaking of which, I had this little quote here. I'm pretty sure, of course, all of you know who it's from. He alone who owns the youth gains the future.
Ah!
Would that be Mr. Hitler?
Yes.
Would that be the one who mistakenly said, "Hello, this is the Third Reich. How may we help you?"
Yes, you have reached the Third Reich. If you look for total genocide, press 1. If you're looking for total concentration camps, press 2. If you're looking to speak to all of his generals, press 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. If you wish to speak to the Fuhrer, please press O. Shit.
Hello? Hello,
yes.
This is the Fuhrer.
Yes,
how may I be of service?
Yes, hi. I'd like to pretty much express my gratitude for what you're doing, which,
Thank you.
You know what? I'm just going to be honest and say, fuck you, Hitler.
Excuse me?
I'm just going to say...
What about me?
What?
What about me? Why do you say fuck me?
Because you're pretty much worse than our current president.
And who is your current president?
Last time I checked, it was FDR.
Who's FDR?
The guy who's about to shove his wheelchair up your rectum within, 4 years' time.
I'm sorry, who are you talking about?
Franklin Delano Roosevelt, President Roosevelt.
The one that has the main man who helped the world get who was...
Oh, yes. Yes, that fellow. He's actually in hell right next to me.
Oh, he is?
Yes. Yes, he's in hell right next to me. And I've heard you put one of my comments on a stupid video board.
Yes.
Well,
it's entirely your fault for brainwashing the youth of Germany. And
it was my pleasure.
I say, Franklin, yes. Do you mind shoving your wheelchair up his ass for me, since you're right next to him?
No, I don't think that. I mean, come on, really?
Oh, yes, and Colin, since you are also there, do you mind putting him out of his misery permanently? Yes, comrade.
Fine. Okay, right. Wheelchair and fucking gun. My ass. It fucking hurts. Okay, right. When is this done?
Never.
Where's Eva?
Eva is in
heaven. Where's Eva? Where's Eva?
She's having an affair with Jesus.
Yeah.
That was too soon.
Sorry.
Shut up.
Excuse me. What?
Exactly.
I think he's missing the father. She's talking about Jesus. Oh my god. I swear. Having an affair with Jesus.
Oh lordy, I really wouldn't be surprised. She's more of a saint than Hitler ever was.
Yeah.
Sorry, are you a student again? I mean, seriously, anyway, so let's go on about my court. So you said that it was hung on a billboard in Alabama?
Yes.
It makes perfect sense. I hated the KKK.
So, basically, the irony of this is that basically, of course, the KKK worships you.
Yeah,
do they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a hero to them?
Yes.
Yes, in their mind.
How is this?
All right, you know what? Red Hood, I really don't mind interrupting Hitler because he's a complete pile of pretty much Mormon white trash. Anyway, moving on.
A complete... Wait a second. I'm a complete thing of Mormon white trash. Then you should check out the Mormons because they're on a different planet.
Really?
No, that's Scientology, buddy boy.
Actually,
yes.
Hitler, if you look to your right, that Joseph Smith is right beside you.
Oh, hello. Have we been introduced?
No, we haven't.
What is your name?
Joseph Smith. I was a prophet for the Mormon Church.
You created that stupid religion, didn't you?
Well, stupid, yes, but it's also your religion, too.
Mormonism is my religion. No, I believe in Christianity.
What do you think Mormonism
is? Aye,
aye, aye.
Oh, right, I forgot that. Anyway,
all right, Red Hood, let's just drop these people into the pit of pain. Anyway.
Yeah.
Don't you have other things you just like that man, that person who ended up dirty and now there's hope?
Oh,
there's,
yes.
There's
done.
Something
yes,
that Obama
yes, yes.
is looking, that there's legal things that have happened.
Yes, of course. Yes, yes, yes. The idiot who decided to desert.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
The idiot who decided to desert is... Former soldiers in the middle of the night.
His fellow soldiers.
Fellow soldiers. Exactly.
Which means...
He was a sergeant in the United States Army who decided to go, hey, fuck you guys, I'm leaving this place, and decided and got 12 of his buddies killed or injured. One of his buddies is currently permanently parachuted and paralyzed in a wheelchair. Can't talk, can't do anything, simply because he was stupid enough to desert.
And his comrades.
And by the way,
they are calling.
By the way, Michelle Obama and Barack Obama are calling him a hero.
And they traded how many people for this
traded
one man?
Five high value Taliban leaders. For one American soldier. That's not worth one soldier.
No, it isn't.
No.
If I take could there. Like something.
You know what I
would have
done?
Right.
You know what I would have done? I would have said this. Why are you here? Well, I deserted my unit. Okay, well shoot you on the spot. Let's go home, boys. Done and done. Just shot him dead. You know, I mean, one less traitor to worry about. Oh,
yeah.
Yes. And we also have another article to laugh and rave about. those 22 Taliban soldiers in Syria that blew themselves to hell accidentally.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I guess they did something right. At least.
Yeah, they made my job a hell of a lot easier.
Instead of killing innocents, they
killed themselves, which is hysterical to me.
Yes, being radical, just as bad, putting themselves up. Does this mean that they actually
basically
did something
make our job a hell of a lot easier?
Yeah, for anyone. Yeah. So in my mind, it's like, could they all?
Jamie, what's your opinion on
you
that?
Mean Red Hood? Don't you mean Red Hood?
I mean Red Hood. Yes.
My opinion of what exactly?
Oh, the Islamic suicide bomber trainer accidentally blows up his entire class.
Well, first off, what were we doing with the bomb? Second off, why did it go boom? Third off, what wires were you choosing? We're hoping it wasn't red, white, and blue. Part of you think the things you do, America, this is you.
Luckily for us, though, it was not in the United States when it happened. It actually happened in Syria. No. It was in Baghdad. In the middle of conducting training for future militants.
It was in Baghdad. That even makes it even fucking worse.
Shut up.
Seriously. What?
Red Hood, shut up. I am reading.
Oh.
Right.
Sorry.
In Baghdad, he was in the middle of conducting a training for future militants, accidentally blew up an entire class, killing 21 of his students and himself. Insert hilarious and maniacal laughter here. The group was part of the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, the terror group that has been participating in a string of attacks in the United States. The incident may be viewed as a metaphor for the many lives lost in the wake of foreign and domestic terrorists' relentless attempts to convert the nation into an extreme religious state. Well, good luck with that. In this turn of events, it appears that many innocent lives may have actually been spared. In fact, in one recent attack alone, 7 innocent people were killed. Well, my view on that is that they were in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah.
No offense to the civilians over there. According to the recent reports, it was rumored that the instructor was in the process of showing his students how to use a suicide belt when he was reaching the live suicide belt actually detonated, resulting in mass fatalities. Now, if you were the soldier,
okay,
and you saw the building's door blown off, and you found out that there were 21 terrorists inside, what would you do? Would you laugh your ass off and walk away?
Or would you just sit
there laughing your ass off?
No, I would be the one, they're like, okay, be out of the air, and then they're like, oh, this happened, okay, have a party. It would be like, party? It's like,
well,
no more.
22 less terrorists to worry about, so yeah, that does cause for something to celebrate about. Isn't that right, Red Hood?
George and Johnny. And Johnny as well.
I mean, personally or professionally? Because they're two different things.
Honestly, both.
Personally, I'm laughing at the fact that he blew up his own men.
If Osama was alive, Red Hood, he'd probably be face-plumbing right now.
Oh, no.
Like,
personally,
why?
Personally, I'm laughing at it because it's fucking good fodder. But professionally, I'm going, this is just repeating a play that I'm writing. So,
yeah,
you know.
Basically, utter stupidity.
It's utter, exactly.
It's like,
it's utter,
it's like,
Moron.
We haven't heard from Johnny. You guys, we haven't heard from Johnny about.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry, Johnny. It's just you've been so quiet lately. I thought you weren't there.
I'm here.
Okay. Well, what's your opinion on this, Johnny?
So, what's your opinion?
I just asked that, Red Hood.
Jeez, there we go.
You're on your poly car, right?
Well,
right.
I mean, it sounds like he's a hero, but yet when you hear about him deserting his post, no.
I was actually talking about the, that, and then tell me what your opinion is on the whole accidental killing of the suicide bomber and his men.
I don't know.
You don't know? He's speechless because of the stupidity of it.
Yeah, but it's definitely not...
Would you, if you were in that situation, would you want to have a party, or would you?
I'd be laughing my ass off. I'd be laughing on the radio to my commander, telling him what happened.
Like, somebody accidentally killed himself.
How?
Like,
well, he chose the wrong belt during a suicide bombing tutorial.
I'm sorry. How did this play out again?
What?
Exactly. How
in the world does this play out?
How in the world does it play out? Basically, it shows this. Terrorists are stupid.
Yeah. It's like, what belt should I take? No, that's your four. One that's live.
How do you choose the wrong belt?
I know. The live one is the one
with all the pretty little wires. The fake one is the one without the wires.
Yes. If you're in that field of work, would be like, maybe I will choose.
Well, it's pretty much just like a one-bomb deal. I mean, you don't just throw the bomb after running in and then run out and pressing the trigger. No. No, you run in screaming, Allahu Akbar!
It's like all must have been wanting them. Sorry.
Yes, I want to get my 72 versions. Let's go in.
And if there's anyone out there that listens, we apologize for these comments. And there is a warning that was gave first part of the show. So
exactly. So you have no choice.
You have no idea what it's like working with censorship.
It's draining.
Censorship.
Just goes out there. Yeah, I say we're fine. Censorship goes out. And we're part of the Uncensored Radio Network. So then censorship is out the window. So,
pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
Honestly, it's
an
stupid.
Old reality. Come on.
It shows the stupidity of humankind with religion, in a sense. You know?
No, but, like, does it help?
It helps us, it just doesn't help them.
Well, duh.
They lost 20 men? 27
They lost 22 men.
22
men. That's 22 terrorists down, about a million more to go.
it's like, could there be people out there that would just, as much as this sounds cruel, I would love to hear someone like, more of a person of this matter come up, be like, yes, they chose the wrong...
Oh, shit.
Wrong belt with training. Maybe the way that they kill themselves off. That works.
Yeah, well, it works for us, just not for them. You know?
Exactly.
This is the reason why terrorists crack me up. They wear all those towels for what? To keep the brain, keep their blood from seeping out of their head? And they get shot? That's pretty much all it is.
No. They wear all those towels because of the fact that they've just gotten out of a shower and it's permanent.
All right, well, Red Hood, that's definitely wrong. They use it, so then of course, they can wipe their hands after wiping their own asses with their hands.
Or they use it as tissue paper. Permanent tissue paper.
That's pretty much what I meant there, Red Hood.
Yeah, right. True. Oh, my God.
Oh, I do declare I have pictures of the new U.S. Navy destroyer. Breaking news.
So do you?
Yes, breaking news. I'm sending you all the link now. It's a $7 billion destroyer.
Oh, the destroyer.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus
And
Christ.
It's quite a sexy-looking ship.
Interesting. It's the most futuristic ship ever.
Kind of remind,
Does it have
of
drones?
The... No, Jamie.
You mean Red Hood?
It doesn't have drones, Black Hood, does it?
No, it doesn't, Red Hood.
Shit. Damn it. Why can't we go back to the 80s when you actually had drones and they landed in people's mailboxes? Oh,
All
wait,
right,
that
Red
was
Hood.
Last summer.
Red Hood. The problem with drones is, do you remember the movie Terminator?
Yes.
Yes, that's why we don't have drones.
But I like Terminator.
Oh,
yes,
but
you may like. You may like it.
Yes, I'd rather not have a robotic foot shoved up my ass, Red Hood.
I would love to shove a robotic foot.
Oh my!
Oh my, indeed.
And there.
I mean. Somebody's ass. I'm not going to name who on the show, but somebody's ass. I would love to. I would love nothing more than.
You know what the irony of this whole shebang is, though, Red Hood? It's bigger than the Spoons class destroyers, but it's lighter and surprisingly deadlier. At 610 feet long.
How is it deadlier?
Well, it's stealthier.
Allison, how is it deadlier?
Bro, you're asking me.
Yes, I am asking you.
Red Hood, you're asking the wrong person. I'm the military expert here.
Yes, right. Sorry, Buck. Never mind. How is it deadlier, then?
How is it deadlier? Basically, they won't know what happens until they're dead.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, America's newest carrier has also been christened, the USS Gerald R. Ford.
Interesting.
Yes. And it's bloody huge.
Is it now? Oh, yes, it is. It's very huge. It's very huge and enticing. It looks like a torpedo.
Swear to God, Red Hood, enough with the perverted jokes, otherwise I shall slap you!
No, don't slap me.
Oh my.
Shut up, Joseph K.
Maybe you need a little slap in the back of the head. Or somewhere else, depending on it.
I thought it was funny, of course, that Red Hood and I both went shut up at the same time.
Shut up, Johnny. That's a terrible British accent.
Oh, hush.
Oh, shut up.
Exactly.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
Is the puppy dead?
Did the puppy fall for my scheme? Nobody else.
Yes, the puppy did fall for your scheme. It is massive. We'll give them that. But it does surprise me that there's all this folder art, you know, including the dedication of the ship.
What it tells me is that Obama does not know how to budget a military budget. He's basically spending money on carriers that possibly we don't need.
Which means he's making ships and spending more money, which means more debt.
Well, it was good for us, just not good for the economy.
Yeah.
I mean, I just heard down the road that they might be bringing the Comanche project back, which is the stealth helicopter that they canceled recently.
Oh,
you know?
Jesus Christ.
Which ought to be interesting for us.
Yeah, the funny thing is, if they bring the stealth back, that means that we have a problem. The problem is we will have drones and stealth in line with each other. And
well,
that's never good.
Mate, there's already drones flying above us. I mean, the other day I just saw two of them.
Really?
And they were armed.
They were on where?
Mate,
where were they on?
Mate, the drones I'm talking about, I'm talking about those Predator drones.
Oh, shit.
Yes, exactly.
That's not good. That's not good, Blackwood. That's not good.
No.
Not good at all.
No.
Not good at all. So, but yet, the thing is that, you know...
It's called martial law, Red Hood.
Oh, fuck.
Yes.
You know what's really interesting?
Yes.
Is that they are building, they built this thing in Bath.
Yes.
For the U.S. Navy.
And yet a crap load of counter-terrorist organizations are also using them, Red Hood.
Oh, my.
Oh, my, indeed. I swear to God, you press that oh, my button, Johnny, I'm going to slap you.
What do you think about this, Allison, then?
What?
Allison, what do you think about this?
I'm myself.
Oh, wait, that's right. I was looking for martial law. Duh. Sorry.
when it comes to... what's going on, we have martial law. I particularly like having the freedom we have and constitution, so I preferably, I myself would hope that it doesn't go bad. People in the government, get some shit together.
Basically, what it shows is the lack of competency of the United States government.
Well, the lack of common sense of the United States government. Let's just say it is. Actually, scary.
And the fact that goes is that the regular army is basically mobilizing for possibly another civil war,
which is fucking crazy. Civil war. It's like we don't need.
Are you telling us there's going to be a World War III?
No, God forbid. No, I never said that. We can hope and pray that it doesn't happen.
Oh, shit.
Civil War does not necessarily mean World War III.
Then what does it mean?
Truthfully, I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Well, when you figure it out, let us know.
Right. If you see me running the other way, then you know basically to run.
If I see you
like,
running the other way.
That's what it's like, yeah, Marshall Hashemdi, it's like the government should have.
Do you want to know what martial law is, Allie? Martial law basically means no rules are followed under the Constitution. Meaning those rules under the Constitution are thrown away.
And that, in my opinion, it's wrong. That's why we have the Constitution. That's why we have these rights.
Well, guess what? If the rebels win, the Constitution will be brought back, hopefully, if they fucking win. Now, mind you, I'm not trying to cause panic. I'm just stating a fact that we need to keep an eye on the government.
Oh, yeah. I agree. It's like you can't when it comes down.
It doesn't have anything to do with religion. Before you ask me if it has stuff to do with religion, no, it doesn't. What I'm saying is that it falls under the duties of the American citizen, under the Constitution, to support the right to bear arms. Why do you think there's the Second Amendment? The Second Amendment has been placed as a way to quell the tyranny of God forbid the government becoming tyrannical.
Right.
God forbid it happens.
Right.
And Red Hood is as quiet as a mockingbird.
Right.
Well,
right.
No. I'm just trying to make it. I'm trying to make sense of it. You know,
how's that going for you?
Not well. Because if we have drones and we have everything else, then clearly there should be a World War III that's going to be stopped by robots, not humans. But humans are going to be pulling the triggers.
Yeah, exactly. Which is pretty ironic when you think about it. Only the robot controlled by the human that throws the first punch. The problem with robots is that they can easily turn on you.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot judge the difference between friend and foe. That's the only problem I have with robots.
Well, it doesn't say on the tag friend or foe.
It's like a freaking Michael Bay movie.
Exactly.
Emotions, no point. No plot.
Well, there is no plot to saying, of course, that robots are the next stage in human evolution when they're really not. They're basically the next stage in human extinction. You know?
Right.
Very true.
So, basically,
very true.
Robots would not be able to have the maintenance that are required. So right now, luckily, AI intelligence is not able to choose that for them.
Right.
Now, God forbid, of course, they're stupid enough to make an AI self-aware. Well, I pray for our species.
Yeah, it's like...
It's going to be a long 20 years. You know?
Yeah.
Which, of course, eventually we will win, because unlike AIs, we're more flexible. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We actually do have emotions, unlike AI.
And
there's
also another aspect that we could think of when it comes to drones and everything. There's suckers out there.
Hacker.
Those drones become necessary.
Okay, well, actually, not necessarily hackers, because in the future, a lot of the AIs are going to be hack proof. Meaning the only way to take them out is EMP. Electromagnetic pulse.
Right.
Thank God for EMPs. And, of course, well, China has that technology, whereas Obama got rid of it. He's like, well, we don't need EMPs.
Sure we don't. That's my response. Like, yeah, do we really want this?
Well, Obama, God forbid, of course, if you do need them, of course, you can always go to China and buy some.
Yes. But if you go to China, all you're going to get is a technician that says, oh, this is smart.
It's like black market. I get to see people, they're like, let's go to black market.
You want to go to black market.
It would be the whole black market.
Sorry, that was a Jar Jar Binks reference.
you want to go back to black market? Oh, you want to go drawn?
Oh, I have fried rice, egg roll. Or, you know what? I'm going to shut up now.
I have fried rice, egg roll, and drawn.
Oh, you said drawn. I thought you said egg roll.
No, I just said egg roll from the camera.
Gotta be quiet.
I said egg roll and spring roll for the camera. I said drone.
Drone?
No. Drone! I mean, could you imagine that, Allison?
You know what, I have a message from Erwin Rommel from heaven. You know, if we did have drones in World War II, it would make my life a hell of a lot easier.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, if Rommel had that kind of technology in World War II, the Germans would have a hell of an easier time. I'm just stating facts here.
Yeah. Johnny, what's your thoughts on this whole drone
Redwood.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, you're falling asleep on me here. Wake up.
No, I'm here. Anyway, you were saying...
Shut up, Elkabong.
So what are your thoughts, Johnny? What do you think of it?
What?
It
could be good, it could be bad.
But thinking nice there, right? Anyway, you were saying Blackwood, what?
Right, what was I saying, Red Hood?
You were saying stuff about me falling asleep, and then
about... Yes, of course. About the whole Erwin Rommel thing?
Yes.
It would be funny to see Rommel up in heaven looking down on these drones saying, where the fuck were these when I was in Africa? You know?
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying...
I feel like you hear more from Johnny, so he's been quiet in the background. Johnny, do you have vacation brain or something?
Yeah. Probably.
A week early.
A week early, exactly.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Anyway.
I completely forgot that it was June already. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is June.
May I make a suggestion for the upcoming date, June 6th? I think, of course, we should do a tribute show for D-Day. What do you guys think?
Oh, Red Hood?
Any ideas?
I think
great.
That's
I think that's in order. Announcing our next show, which is going to be soon, we are going to do a tribute to D-Day, which will include a Cho-Cho spoof, which we will have to parody and plan.
If we do parody D-Day, I'm going to shoot you, Jamie. I mean, Redwood.
We'll do a bit of parody and a bit of honoring.
How about we just ad-lib this shit like we always do and call it a fucking day?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Last food over here is half asleep. I apologize, Red Hood.
Yes. I accept your apology. Anyway. Right. Now.
And then our last two. We're going to be talking about the love. We made reference to our Mr. Adolf.
Why don't we just put Hitler on a cross and just call it a night?
Yeah, I agree.
Because
yeah.
Hitler would not like to be on a cross.
Well, fuck Hitler.
Because if you put him on a cross, then he'll become Hitler Jesus.
So? Oh, shit, I just realized.
Did you get it?
Yes, I just got it. Oh, we are going to hell for these jokes.
But it is uncensored. We do... This is what
I mean, Hitler
call.
Jesus. Could you imagine Hitler Jesus?
Hitler Adolf. Adolf Christ.
Yeah, no.
And all the German hymns would probably be changed.
Oh, Christ.
I can't imagine it being, funny.
Get Mother Teresa on this show.
Oh, God, Mother Teresa would actually be rowing over in her grave if she found out that Hitler was next. Well,
be like, oh, God, save us.
Yeah, this show is
it was funny because I was actually playing Call of Duty the other day, and I literally heard these people shouting blood orgy while shooting at people in Call of Duty. I'm just like, well, God save you people, Jesus.
Well, God save you people, but it would be pretty funny if Hitler, if the game Wolfenstein actually, it does actually exist.
It's actually a very good game, Red Hood. I would strongly suggest it as one of the games you get if you ever do get Xbox One, which I'm hoping you do. Speaking of which, when the hell are you going to do that?
Soon. Off there, we'll discuss more. But, I mean, it is scary because these games, in terms of us talking about Hitler and everything we talk about on the show,
It's pretty interesting because they reference what would happen if Germany won the war. And that's a key word there,
if Germany won the war.
We'd all be speaking German or Japanese right now.
Yeah.
Jesus,
and
if Germany won the war, everybody would be speaking Japanese and Apple will become instantaneously richer.
That is true.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think about this, Johnny?
That is a good point, though, Red Hood.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, Johnny?
Johnny, yeah.
Yes. Johnny, I think he's on vacation brain.
Yeah. I think he's actually horrified by all the jokes that Red Hood and I are making.
Guys, I don't know how to follow up on that.
Johnny's homework for next radio show, follow up on everything we've talked about.
Anyway.
I didn't have one picture enough already.
You're going to stay what now?
Exactly. And it's coming very... And it's almost going to be time for end of episode, so...
Exactly. Have a fantastic week, everybody.
Yeah.
Or actually, tomorrow...
You too, Red Hood.
Well, tomorrow's show, exactly, which... and we'll see you, I guess, tomorrow. We're going to end of it
and
early
on
tonight.
Friday.
Yeah.
If you don't catch us on,
well,
on Wednesday, catch us on Friday.
Yeah.
At 11.
Well, yeah.
We have,
as soon as we nail down the schedule to you, Blackwood, we will, you know, anyway, well, give us a buzz.
Righto. Have you had any questions?
Sorry, what?
Well, you know, Red Hood, if you guys have any questions, you know, just contact us.
Yeah.
Well,
contact us. Which they can find all of our information at itsmyurls.com/fancypress, which you'll find all of our sites, like pages and everything else in one place. So, on that note, we're going to...
Ow, my hand. I just banged my hand on the wall. That's not fun.
Anyway, good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.